by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
Is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 20th of April, 2007. Today's the anniversary of the publication of the first story that ever featured a detective solving a crime. 1841, Edgar Allan Poe published his short story, The Murders in the Rue Morgue, story of an amateur detective, Auguste Dupin, and how he solves the crime of two murders that turn out to have been committed by an orangutan. It would go on to spark the entire genre of detective fiction, one of the most popular genres in the history of fiction. It wasn't the first mystery story. Those go back as far as literature. What made the short story The Murders in the Rue Morgue different was that it was about a man solving a crime by examining and piecing together the clues through a process of scientific reasoning. And it introduced many of the elements of mysteries still popular today: the genius detective, Auguste Dupin, and the not-so-smart sidekick, the plodding policeman, and the use of the red herring to lead readers off the track. Almost all those elements were later borrowed by Arthur Conan Doyle to create his Sherlock Holmes stories, which were what really popularized the detective story. And Doyle was much more a man of science than Poe, so he was able to make the investigations more realistic. For a few decades after Doyle, detective novels were written primarily by British authors. They tended to have amateur detectives, almost no real violence. The most popular murder method was poison. But after the First World War, American writers began to create a new kind of detective novel that was much grittier and more violent. One of those writers was Dashiell Hammett, who himself had worked as a detective for the Pinkerton Agency, who created the detective Sam Spade in the novel The Maltese Falcon. Raymond Chandler said it was Dashiell Hammett who helped to make detective novels realistic. And Raymond Chandler went on to create one of the most popular detectives of all time, Philip Marlowe, in his novel of 1939, The Big Sleep. Chandler wrote, "Down these mean streets a man must go who is not himself mean, who is neither tarnished nor afraid." And novelists have been inventing new detectives ever since Nero Wolfe, created by Rex Stout, Earl Stanley Gardner's Perry Mason, John D. MacDonald's Travis McGee, P.D. James's Adam Dalglish, and Walter Mosley's E.Z. Rollins. Here's a poem for today by Naomi Shihab Nye entitled Alaska. The phone rang in the middle of the Fairbanks night and was always a wrong number for the Klondike Lounge. "Not here," I'd say sleepily. "Different place. We're a bunch of people rolled up in quilts." Then I'd lie awake, wondering, "But how is it over there at the Klondike?" The stocky building nestled between parking lots a few blocks from our apartment, like some Yukon explorer's good dream of smoky windows and chow. Surely the comforting click of pool balls, the scent of old grease, flannel, and steam. Back home in Texas, we got wrong numbers for the local cable TV company. People were convinced I was a secretary who didn't want to talk to them. They'd call four times in a row. "Sir," I eventually told a determined gentleman, "we've been monitoring your viewing and are sorry to report you watch entirely too much television. You are currently ineligible for cable services. Try reading a book or something." He didn't call back. For the Klondike Lounge, I finally mumbled, "Come on over, the beer is on us." A poem, Alaska, by Naomi Shihab Nye from her collection Fuel, published by Boa Editions Limited and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.